102.5.
And we're back, and it's time for the fourth quarter with Jake and Aaron. Jake and Aaron, take it away.
All right, well, we are so happy today to be here talking sports with you, and we definitely need to cover that Villanova game, Jake.
Really? That happened yesterday?
Yes.
Man, I think I was underneath a rock.
Were
I'm
you
not
sleeping?
Sure.
I mean, it was awfully late.
I might have dozed off with about 5 seconds left in the game. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't looking good at the half. Villanova leading 37, Michigan 28. What'd you think about that second half of the game?
I thought it was an absolute domination by Villanova. I mean, that's the thing, though, is that even though, yes, it was a blowout, 79-62, thank you for coming, there was so many great storylines to it. And Dante DiVincenzo was unbelievable. Think about this. 13.4 points per game, 4.8 rebounds, 3.5 assists per game. He is the Villanova sixth man. He had 31 points. He broke Luke Hancock's record as the best bench player to score the most points in the tournament. I mean, it's unbelievable. Named the most outstanding player. He was 5-for-7 from the three-point line. I mean, bench player. And, I mean, absolutely outplayed the star that was Mo Wagner for Michigan.
Well, I think that's the difference between a champion and just a poser.
Absolutely.
And I definitely think you have to have those people mm-hmm. that are, you know, the backups that can do just absolutely amazing. All right, let's go into something else. The Magic, they've lost the last three games. They have Knicks on the road. How's that outlook for them, Jake?
Well, I think the outlook is a lot better than what the Knicks are going through. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, yeah, the Magic right now are 22-54. They've lost three in a row. Last win was actually March 24th. However, their draft position is pretty interesting. According to the landof10.com, Wayne Stats, put out a mock draft, and he said Texas center Muhammad Bamba would probably be the guy. I mean, he was Big 12 all-defensive team, all-newcomer team, 6'11". But also, Bleacher Report put out one about Jaren Jackson, also from Michigan State. But the bottom line is that the Magic just need to understand they got a guy to build around with Aaron Gordon, and you're probably going to lose Nikolai Vucevic. Probably next year, and
that's sad because he's
15 points per game,
and he's an Orlando favorite. But
yes,
I definitely think the Magic needs some new blood in there, and I'm looking forward to next season and having new life.
Just keep Aaron Gordon. That's all I got to say.
All right. Well, let's talk about Drew Brees' bling. He had a little bit of a situation.
Yeah.
Actually, $9 million situation to be exact. He's a little upset about his jewelry collection that is now worth less, and so he's suing the jeweler, right?
I just want to make sure that it was not his Super Bowl ring, okay? He wasn't like in there trying to get some more diamonds on that ring, was he?
No, I don't think it's that.
Sure.
I wonder maybe if it's a collection for his wife or actually Drew Brees. I mean, I hope we get a little more details.
It's going against the jeweler that claimed, I mean, that was worth $9 million less than what he paid. So, I mean,
right.
Drew Brees did his homework after all this went down. And, I mean, this is one thing is, don't mess with Drew Brees. You just don't mess with him because he's going to come after you, and I think this is a smart move on his part. But good for him. That was reported by TMZ this afternoon.
All right. And I don't know if you know, but the NFL owners meeting was just in Orlando.
Yep.
Some exciting topics that they discussed. One thing that I was really happy to see is the rule on targeting.
Thank you.
Yes.
My goodness. I mean, what did this take, about 5 years? Maybe was this during Dean Blandino's time running the referees? I mean, finally, you take care of the catch rule. And yes, Dez caught it back in 2014. Jesse James caught it last year. Let's understand this. This had to be done, and credit to Rich McKay and the competition committee for doing this. But the one that got to my attention that I feel like we're kind of taking away from is the targeting rule that they're coming out with. This was unanimous, 32-0 with the owners on this one. And the fact is that if you lower your head, and it doesn't matter if you're offense or defense, if you initiate contact with your helmet, you're going to be ejected, and there's going to be a 15-yard penalty.
Yes, from the spot of the foul, though.
That's
which
correct.
Is important to say, from the spot of the foul.
Yes, absolutely. I think this is a good move because we've had so many problems with concussions. We've had a lot of issues. Look, I'm old school, okay? And I always liked the good old days, Dick Nitrine Lane. I like Dick Butkus, you know, those kind of guys. Ray Nitschke is my all-time favorite linebacker. I love the way they played. I never saw them play like they were shooting missiles off their helmets into like wide receivers like Muhammad Mostafa.
Right, or like Gronkowski doing like a pile driver elbow.
Tre'Davious White, yeah,
exactly.
That was crazy.
All right, well, right as we were in here, we got some breaking news about Brandon Cooks.
Wow.
I really love him. But, you know, Patriots obviously didn't want him. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, I don't think they didn't want him. I think it was a good price, though. I mean, he had 1,082 yards, 65 receptions, and 7 touchdowns last year. The guy has 27 alone in his career. Now, I mean, I think this is a good move on the Patriots and the Rams' part because it's a 23rd pick and a 6th-round pick. Now, Patriots love to build in later in the draft. The guys like Dante Hightower comes to mind, Malcolm Butler out of West Alabama, now in Tennessee, I get that. But the Rams, getting Brandon Cooks. Now, this is a substance over style guy. They were in the Odell Beckham Jr. sweepstakes. The guy is a head case. Brandon Cooks is clean as ever. He is a terrific wide receiver.
He's small. He zigs and zags. He gets those touchdowns. I can't wait for the Rams this season.
I can't either. And they also get the 4th-round pick. So I think that's a lot of credit to Les Snead and Sean McVay continuing to build up this nasty team coming up here. So it's going to be crazy. But I don't think anything got crazier than what happened in baseball. I mean, you heard.
Yes, absolutely. Talk about the Braves. The Braves have haven't done well so far this season.
Right, and it wasn't the Braves though. I mean, let's talk about this though. I mean, the Rays lost 11-4 today to the Yankees. They came
right,
off
which was snowed out yesterday, which is crazy.
I guess Didi Gregorius went and built a snowman or something. But 8 RBIs, 4-for-4 at the plate, and a walk. I mean, unbelievable performance. And this is a team that had Giancarlo Stanton go 0-for-5 at the plate today. So talk about, unfortunately, the Bash Brothers did not come out to play today.
Right, and the Patriots swept the Tigers in Detroit, which I think the Pirates are going to do great this season. I mean, we don't really know yet, but
not sure on that one.
So the Cubs actually have a National League record for 58 strikeouts in the first 5 games.
Yeah, thank goodness they got postponed today. Maybe they can work on their batting practice because I couldn't believe it. I mean, a rubber match yesterday with the Reds, and a lot of credit to the Reds. I mean, they played great baseball yesterday, on the mound at least. But, I mean, you're supposed to be a World Series contender. You got to show something. However, it's so early in the season here.
It is.
You can't pull the trigger quite yet. So you got to just sit back, just relax. Everything is going to be fine. Cub fans, come off the cliff. We're fine here, seriously. Here, I got the bungee cord for you. You're good. So I think the Cubs will be just fine. Pirates, look, I don't know if they're going to go this far. Their pitching is still an issue. I don't like their bullpen at all. I mean, they're going through their 3rd closer in 3 years. So I think the Pirates are going to have a tough road ahead. I think Cubs will be fine.
Right. And we need to touch on the Phillies, too.
Yes. The gambler himself, Gabe Kapler. Well, way to go on that bullpen move there, even though it wasn't warming up.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to pull somebody to pitch when nobody is actually warming up in the bullpen.
Yeah, and then you also take out your quote-unquote ace, I guess you want to say, because Jake Arrieta still hasn't been able to pitch yet. Aaron Nola in the first game was taken out to 68 pitches, and then 5 relievers blew the game. How do you go through 18 pitchers in one weekend? Seriously, that's like something you do in Little League. You don't do that in Major League Baseball.
Right, exactly. I completely agree with you. I mean, that's just insanity. Just complete. And talk about losing faith in your players.
Yeah, absolutely. And, well, look, here's the thing. Either Gabe Kapler is going to be passed the whole year or he's going to be gone in 20 games. So they're going to have to figure things out. Like I said, it's early. Give it time. Let's see how this all goes down.